Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Rupanu Guru Varga Ki Jai, Shri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Srilesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatmat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Sri Radharaman Prabhu Ki Jai, Sri Anakshi Didi Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande.
Jai Krishna.
Krishna. Some questions?
There is online question from Rupa Vilas Prabhu. In social medias such as Facebook, there are persons posting about Gayatri Mantra and they are being reposted by some devotees. But what has been posted was not from our teachings, rather from Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. What is your opinion about this?
Was not from Srila Guru yes. Maharaj, you're saying. Is that correct?
Was it from Srila
Guru? I think not. It was not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, so it was not from the teachings, but rather from Srila Guru Maharaj.
What teachings? Not from what teachings?
Maybe not from scriptures or something else, but revealed by Guru Maharaj himself.
I don't understand.
Maybe they're trying to say the original unique things that came out of Guru Maharaj were never seen before.
Alright, well that's a very different question. Can I see the question? Did you write that or that's what they wrote?
That's exactly what they wrote.
So let me just see, because I'm confused about what's being said. It says, in social media, such as there are persons posting about Gayatri Mantra, and they are being reposted by some devotees. But what has been posted was not from our teachings, rather from Srila Guru Maharaj. That doesn't make any sense. Then I can, if you say, they're posting things that are not from Srila Guru Maharaj, then I understand the question. But if it says, they're posting things that are not from our teachings, rather, they're posting things that are from Srila Guru Maharaj.
Maybe they want to say
I'll just say something about it, is that one of the slokas we always hear quoted by Srila Guru Maharaj is Jnane Prayasa Mudapasana Mante Eva, from the Brahma Stuti, right after Brahma Vimohan Leela, Brahma's conclusion that he could not properly estimate Krishna, Brahma. The first sloka of the Bhagavatam says, Muhyanti Yatsuraya. Even the gods are bewildered and trying to understand Krishna conception. So, and also, Janmadyasya Yatonvayat Itra Tascha Arteshu Abhigya Swarat. Only Krishna really knows fully. So that means that Krishna reveals himself. Guru Maharaj is always placing this emphasis on you know, divine revelation. What is coming down? Is it Vaikuntha Namagrahanam? Does it actually have some spiritual character or color? Recently, we were talking about Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and Vallabhacharya. And this tendency, right? Just that on the one side is ignorance, on the other side is knowledge. Sometimes Guru Maharaj says, knowledge is poison. Jnana Shunya Bhakti means, you know, devotion that's not contaminated by the need to know. So now, and so we live in the so-called, has been called previously, you know, the information age. So people think that through the internet, Googling or whatever, you can find out whatever it is you need to know. You know, it's a half-truth. It's a way of accessing data or information. Or if you want to be generous, you can say knowledge. But in terms of the descent of Dibhyagyan, divine knowledge, that that's not the system. Right? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya. So how do you approach that plane? You know, with a bowed head. Pranipat. What does Saraswati Thakur say according to Guru Maharaj? It means when you're finished with the experience of this world. That's a general statement. What it means more specifically, when you're finished with this method of knowing things, where it's just up to you and your curiosity and your capacity, your level of knowledge, experience, and on the basis of that, you'll know things. It's not that type of knowledge. That's what I'm saying. That concept that's in your head, that head needs to be bowed to the least aspect of this plane. That's the method of approach. Revelation, Amnaya Prahatatvam. We said repeatedly recently, you know, Sradhanvato anusranayad atta barnayedya. It's a question of faith, not knowledge, information, data transfer. Why does Srila Rupa Goswami caution against reading many books? And saying, well, why did they write all these books? If he's telling everyone, you know, be careful about reading too many books. He says, don't read too many books for the sake of just knowing so many things. What Guru Maharaj used to euphemistically call, you know, the master of many keys. A man who walks around, he has a ring, it has many keys on it, and those keys give him access to many different places. And he thinks, he's a big man, he's the master of many keys. And you can judge, and some bureaucratic way, how many keys are on your waist? That's your level of achievement. So, you know, tene brahma hrida. What's described in the Bhagavatam, saying what was revealed in the heart of Brahma. It wasn't an intellectual exercise. It was before the world existed, so it was not based on experience. Experience of what? There was nothing. Dibya Saraswati. Gaya Tri. So Guru Maharaj's explanation because it is unique, original, you can say revolutionary, and Gurudev understanding that it required some, you can say, like Sukriti, prerequisite in that sense for understanding some qualification. He asked Guru Maharaj once, like, he favored keeping it secret. And was asking, why? Because I was on the verge of publishing this. And published it in two places, one in Guardian Devotion, the end of that, then second time in the end of the Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. And Guru Maharaj said, if I don't reveal this, then who will and when? And we can say, in summary, who would have the capacity for this level of extraction? Achinoti yashastartam. The real work of the acharya, extracting the inner meaning of the scripture. So, Brahma Gayatri, particularly, from that, Srila Guru Maharaj extracted Radha Dasyam. And he wrote encrypted this in Sanskrit, part of it, Gayatri Murli Stakirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. That the flute song of Krishna, singing the glories of Radha Dasyam, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And he shows systematically there. It's not for us to repeat that at now. But he shows this extraordinary interpretation. So it is part of the unique wealth that is Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. For someone who does not have merely like a formal connection with the institution, but with this substantially, to give something other than what Srila Guru Maharaj is giving is what can be said for that. As when Balabhata, with all of his knowing, his knowledge, and boasting that he could give superior interpretation of the Bhagavatam than whom? Sridhar Swami. Guru Maharaj is not generally known as Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami means the primary commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. But it is not lost upon us the parallel. So in Saraswati Thakur, there is more than one reason, but one aspect of giving Guru Maharaj the sannyas name Sridhar means that his opinion stands above all others. So I used to quote what Mahaprabhu told Balabhata. Sometimes I would quote this in reference to Srila Guru Maharaj. And Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev liked it. They happily accepted that. And what was it? Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata Jani Jagadguru Sridhar Swami Guru Korimani. That it is by the mercy of Sridhar Swami that we can understand the Bhagavatam, Sridhar Prasade, Bhagavata Jani, that we can know what is the Bhagavat. Jagat Guru, Sridhar Swami, Guru, therefore I accept him as Guru and Jagat Guru. So, and Mahaprabhu went so far as to say, because to make a play, a pun on the word Swami, Shami, Bengali, which means husband. So he said to Balabhacharya, that one who does not accept the Shami is a prostitute. One who does not accept the husband is a prostitute. So you don't accept Sridhar Swami? So Mahaprabhu is actually insulting him, mocking him. And we're told he, Balabhabhata, felt like a, you can say, duck, goose, in the presence of so many swans, the Paramahansa devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also boasting, to Mahaprabhu, he was boasting that he knows so many names of Krishna, can give so many unique interpretations. And Mahaprabhu cryptically replies that I only know two names of Krishna. And you say Shyamasundar and Yashoda Nandan. Yasumati Nandan, Yashoda. So this tendency, you know, curiosity killed the cat, to have to know. So Brahma is saying it's counterproductive to progressive spiritual culture. So we're going to use the internet to try and, enlighten ourselves. In other words, you're thinking you're using search bots, robots, to improve your spiritual understanding of things. It's a misguided strategy, and it's based upon a faulty misconception that it's about knowing. Gyane prayasam udapasam namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam stane stita shrutigatam tanuvan manovya ye prayaso jita jito piyasi taistre lokyam. Guru Maharaj said, and he notes, and the Ramananda Sambad, that so many things are rejected by Mahaprabhu, but the first thing he accepts is that your first contact with reality is hearing from a bona fide agent. Right? Everything else is, how you say, dependent upon this connection being there. We can say there are so many aspects of Krishna consciousness, but without the connection of a bona fide agent, it's all irrelevant. At best, some sukriti can be acquired. But the agent makes everything meaningful. Otherwise, yeah, you can get the holy name online. You can get, Gayatri. You can get the holy name from Amazon. Right? Part of it. Maybe they'll include it in your Prime membership. Right? Get the holy name, a set of Bhagavatams, Gayatri mantra, some threads, Japa mala, the whole kit. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimalavadut Maharaj. So, You cannot dispense with the agent. Right. Prabhupada used to call it jumping over. Right. And the Bengalis have a saying for everything. And that's one of them. Gora dengye gash kawa. That gora, the horse, the trough is in front of them, filled with food, and they jump over that in search of food. So you have Srila Guru Maharaj, who has an incomparable certification from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as the Rupa Nugadhara. He's carrying the conception of Bhaktivinod Thakur. He reveals Gayatri. Gayatri Murali Stakirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimayi. And when to go to Amazon or Google or to increase your understanding. It's a foolish, misguided policy. So it's not that Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, that they're unaware of so many other things. But their focus is upon the wealth of Bhaktivinod Thakur and the emphasis of Srila Saraswati Thakur. When devotees, you could say innocently, ask Srila Guru Maharaj certain questions, esoteric questions, Guru Maharaj with folded palms bowed and said, I'm sorry, we're forbidden by our Guru Maharaj to discuss these things. And then he went on to give a very an amazing talk on that theme, part of which was, he said, referencing the confidential works of Rupa Goswami like Ujjala Nilamani. He said, our Guru Maharaj would be unhappy to hear that someone is trying to study these things and go into the details, and he forbid his disciples to do such. And once, thinking about this, I said, well, you know, if you're a disciple of Saraswati Thakur, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he's a disciple of Saraswati Thakur, then if you cannot read these, you're not directed to study these in detail, but then who can? And who are they meant for? That question comes to mind. You're saying, but then why all these books? You're saying there's no one qualified to read them. And yet maybe we will publish them. And the first part of Guru Maharaj's answer was, he said, do not adopt an atheistic conclusion. And I thought, what? I'm speaking atheism? And what Guru Maharaj is alluding to, he's saying, oh, you mean you're implying that this life is all in all. If you don't get it now, it's forever out of your reach. It'll never come before you. Right? Like sometimes when there was some very nice prasadam or something, Srila Gurudev, in one of his ontological jokes, he would say, another life I will get, certainly, without a doubt. But whether I'll get another chance to eat something like this, I don't know. So then he would take it. See, that is not guaranteed. But I will be born again and again, but I may not get that again. But this is not a sweet ball. That's another Guru Maharaj-ism. Don't approach Krishna consciousness like there's this juicy sweet ball and you're going to throw the whole thing into your mouth at one time and be inundated with nectarine juice. Right. So, and he told that, when he told this story, the first line of the story, it's even peculiar how Guru Maharaj told the story. Because he said, like, I want to tell you a story about our Guru Maharaj Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he said, how you will take it, I don't know. He said, but, somebody said, how you're going to respond to this, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you. And maybe you'll learn something from it. Maybe you'll learn something very, very valuable from it. And then again, maybe you won't. But he said, in our Guru Maharaj's time, one man, and you can imagine, some of the disciples of Saraswati Thakur, relatively speaking, they're very qualified. They know Sanskrit inside and out. They're born in Vaishnava families, in Mahaprabhu and the Gaura Mandal. They have what we would call some qualification. So one man, and who is, you know, highly educated, highly respected, highly everything. He approached Saraswati Thakur and said, now you and I will study Ujjala Nilamani, which means the book of Rupa Goswami describing the details and the intricacies of Radharani and Brajagopis and Madhura Rasa. We can say, where Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of devotion, where that ends, the Ujjvalam Nilamani begins. So he's saying, you and I, together, let us now, you know, and Saraswati Thakur declined. And these are the cryptic, humorous remarks that he made. He told his disciples. The man went away like disappointed, upset, saying, is this not what we're out for? Right? These are the teachings of Sri Rupa. It's the Rupa Nuga line. Is this not, in fact, not what we're, you know, that is our target, our goal? He went away upset and disturbed. And Saraswati Thakur said to his followers, he said, one thing you should know about him. He said, you know, in his real life, he is a lady. And due to connection with Krishna, she became pregnant. I mean, that's why Guru Maharaj said, how you will take this, I don't know. I think one thing it shows many things. One thing it shows is that Saraswati Thakur had a sense of humor. Said, that gentleman who, in his real life, he's a lady. What is he saying? In the swaroop, in the Gaudiya line, the swaroop, we take it to be like a gopi. But he didn't say, in his real life, he's a gopi. He said, in his real life, he's a lady. And then what happened? Due to connection with Krishna, she became pregnant. So what he's saying, I mean, it's like if you have to spell it out, is that because he's carrying a mundane conception of these things, as if it were to be a lady, not a Brajagopi who's Chinmoy, Ananda Chinmoy, Rasa, Pratibhavitabhis, Tadbirja Eva, Nija Rupataya Kalabi, not, you know, part of the halo of Srimati Radharani, Chinmoy, super dedicated, you know, swaroops that are the expression of, you know, Swatmarpanam to the extreme. Not that, but thinking, it's a lady. I mean, like the male and female of this world, where we have ladies and gents. And what will be the outcome of this so-called Krishna conception? A mundane, something mundane will be conceived. So, he... Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini, 100 cautions, 100 flaws of Prakriti Sahajism, And even the very name is revealing. Because technically speaking, the Vaishnava, they're not against what they call sahaj. Right? Because it means sahaja. Saha means with, ja means born, means what is natural. What is innate, what you're really born, what the soul's born with in that sense. That is actual sahajya, but it calls it prakriti sahajya, mundane sahajya. Means those who take it cheaply. So he's showing what are the flaws of this type of thinking. And each, and as Guru Maharaj said, there are thousands of flaws. He picked 100 that are prominent and draw attention to them. As Madhvacharya gave the Mayavad Shatadushini, 100 faults of Mayavad philosophy. Saraswati, here's 100 things wrong with this. And each line ends on, you know, bole na, habi na, kabu na, you know, saying it's never this, they never say that, they never do this, it won't be this, it's not like that. 100 no's, right? So then someone could say, why? And Guru Maharaj said, yes, he spilled 100 gallons of blood to show what it's not, to make it abundantly clear what it is. And one of the many things said there is that an actual guru in the Rupa Nuga line will never give rasa shiksha to someone who doesn't possess the adhikar to receive it. It doesn't say, by doing that, they qualify them. He's saying, no, that's a flaw, because that's one of the premises of sahajyaism. He's saying, no, a genuine guru in the Rupa Nuga line, so-called rasik by name, like Muhuraho, Rasika, Rasik, Rasika, Bhuvi Babukaha, the real one, will not give rasa shiksha to someone who's not qualified to hear it. This is consistent with the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So when Pradyumna Misra approached Mahaprabhu, and it's Antya Leela subject matter, so that underscores it, its importance even more. When he approaches Mahaprabhu to hear what is, the words used there are just Krishna Katha. It doesn't say like Rasa Vishesh, and it just says Krishna Katha. But there's Krishna Katha is a general term, then there's gradations of Krishna Katha. But Mahaprabhu tells him, and he's saying, Ami Krishna Katha Janina. He says, I don't know that. This is very mysterious. It's Antya Leela. I mean, the most important thing is being told now. And who we say is Radha Govinda Milita Tanu. Radha and Krishna combined is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there in that sense is Radharani and Krishna saying, can't talk about it, we're unqualified. What can that possibly mean? Do we want to rewrite that pastime according to our own mundane conception of things? What you know, as Guru Maharaj said, this doesn't matter what his name, no one knows who these people are anyway. But Shushir Kumar Ghosh, just for the sake of accuracy. But Lord, Amiya Nimai Charit, Lord Gauranga. And he's taking something from Charitamritam, something from Chaitanya Bhagwat, Chaitanya Mangal, this, that, the other thing. You know. So you think, well, that sounds good. And what did Saraswati Thakur say? What do you say? I forget the word, but he's saying, according to his, he's presented the Gauranga of his imagination. He said, a man of substance won't find anything there. To those who know nothing, they'll say, oh, no, but he mentioned, you know, and there, it's from Charitamritam and Chaitanya Bhagavat and Sarah, oh, Nija Bhoge, Gorilla Gauranga. Bhog means enjoying, saying, what is amusing to him about all of this? That's what he's presenting. Saying a man of substance won't find anything there. When the devotees thought, oh, maybe Guru Maharaj, they discovered something he doesn't know about. So he said, you know, there was an English Chaitanya Charitamritam published and gave some year, like before Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And they thought, like, oh, we found something Srila Srinivas Maharaj doesn't know. And Guru Maharaj said, did he publish Antya Leela first? And they go, why, yes, yeah, that, oh, Guru Maharaj, yeah, I am aware of that. He said, yes, that gentleman, he had just lost his wife of many years, and he felt that the separation he was feeling from her loss gave him insight into the Antya Leela pastimes of Mahaprabhu. That's what's Nija Bhoge. Saraswati Thakur was saying, a man of substance won't find anything there. So whether it has the name Krishna on it, or Gayatri, or the name of some great saint, who has the capacity to represent that substantially? So what did Mahaprabhu say to Pradyumna Misra? You go to Ramananda. And that's why this pastime is so mysterious and perfect. Now he's saying, you go to Ramananda and hear from him. We can think, oh, end of story, then we know. So you should hear from him. But it's not the end of the story. It's in the beginning of the story. What happens when he goes to see Ramananda? We're told to discuss these things. You have to be dhira. Right? That sloka, Vikriditam Brajabadu Viridam Javishnu Shradhan Bhato Anushranaya Dattabarna Yedyak Bhakti Param Bhagavati Bhakti Labdikamam Hrid Rogam Ashu Api Hinuti Achirina Dhira. The senses completely subdued. Adhoksaja qualification. So, and what does Pradyumna Misra find upon visiting Ramananda Rai? His attendant said, right now he's busy. And what is he busy doing? Like reading the Bhagavatam? Or, you know. No, he's training two Devdasis, these girls who, from their birth early, they're servants of the deity of Jagannath. They dance for the pleasure of the deity. This is a long time ago. They stopped the practice in modern times. But so they're saying, he has written a book, Jagannath Balava Natak, this drama that was one of the books that Mahaprabhu liked to hear, along with Krishna Karanamritam, Gita Govinda, Vidyapati, Chandidas. So, to train them, they need to be trained how to express divine emotions, right, that occur during the play. But he's training them. Part of the training is conditioning. He's also caring for them, which includes like massaging them, including their private parts. So Mahaprabhu told Pradyumna Misra, this is the person you should hear from. Pradyumna Misra, he gives his dandavats and returns. And Mahaprabhu said, so did you hear Harikatha, Krishna Katha from Ramananda, like I told you? And he's saying, I just gave my dandavats and came away. And then Mahaprabhu can understand something. He can understand everything, but particularly this. So he's saying, oh, I see. He's viewing him from an external position and has naturally some apprehension. Just as Gadadhar Pandit, saying Pundarik Vidyaniti, apprehension, saying this behavior, what I can see objectively, contradicts what we conceive of to be a Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu, as Radha Govinda combined, says to Pradyumna Misra, you know, if I hear the name of a woman, it can throw me out of balance, because the female names in the Sanskrit language, they're said to be, they shall end in long vowels and be pleasing to hear. Part of the aspect of female names in Sanskrit Vedic culture. So they'll be end in a long vowel and be pleasing to the ear. And so Mahaprabhu said, if I hear the name of a woman, I'm affected. Or if I see the statue of a woman, sometimes you see that. And he said, it can, disturb me. He said, but not Ramananda. He said, he has a prakriti deho. It appears as though he is a person of this world, like an embodied person. Actually, his whole body is spiritual. There's nothing, there's not even a trace amount of exploiting tendency in Ramananda. We were talking the other day about the body being the biological expression of the soul's delusion. Not in his case. This is not a body that is the outcome of exploiting tendency. Even his body in this world is divine, but appearing very human-like, showing that. And so Mahaprabhu is saying, and there is Ek Ramananda. There's only one, the one and only Ramananda. That's who you should hear from. And with that sort of certificate, he reapproached Ramananda Roy, who humbly begged forgiveness for saying, the last time you came, I couldn't properly receive you. I was engaged. and the point being that, so to underscore this principle, Ramananda showing behavior that we would, if we heard about something like that in another context, we would dismiss it out of hand as being just totally, utterly bogus and disqualifying for that person. That would be the last person in the world we wanted to hear something about Krishna from. But in Antyalila, Chaitanya Charitamritam, the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it's used to, you could say, in a sense, to destroy that stereotype in your brain that we have, that we project, that we're going to verify. It's going to be what you could verify or observe externally. And it's telling you, no, you won't be able to understand who is qualified and who is unqualified by this analysis. As when Saraswati Thakur, said, out concluding the Brajamandal Parikrama, and said, oh, I'm so unfortunate. It's okay. It's okay. I'm so unfortunate. I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. And everyone, they're thinking from an objective, external point. What? It's the land of Vrindavan. Everyone's a devotee here. We don't see anyone who's not a devotee of Krishna, right? But not Saraswati Thakur. He's saying, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. This is perplexing and bewildering to his followers. So they think, well, they name someone who's revered to be the topmost devotee of the day in Vrindavan and a Siddha Mahatma, a Siddha Purush. And Saraswati Thakur says, and Guru Maharaj renders variously, him? He's an infant class Vaishnava. Or he's a Kanishtha Adhikari. And they're thinking, he chants, you know, a lakh, 64 rounds a day or more, and he's only reading the books that we're forbidden to read. He has them memorized. He can quote, if he hears the name of Krishna, his body starts shivering and he's foaming at the mouth. They had two men sitting on either side of him, wiping the foam away. He goes into ecstatic trance. He revealed, you know, a secret mantra. And Saraswati Thakur was saying, he is an infant class Vaishnava. And what does Guru Maharaj conclude? He's saying that that man, by his practices, he's trying to elevate himself toward that goal, that domain. He said, whereas our Guru Maharaj and Saraswati and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from that plane into this world to distribute something. That's why I told the other day, when Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur begins his Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi with the Mahaprabhu pranam, Nindantam Pulakot Karena Vikasam Nipa Prasunachtavim. It's perfect. This is Tunga Vidya Astasaki descended from that plane, is telling you, here's how you make your approach. So it's an alpam vidya bayam kori. We can say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and we could say too little knowledge is a dangerous thing. When we get Harinam, we're talking, one of the offenses is interpreting the holy name. Right? And Guru Maharaj would say at the time, using dictionary, grammar, and we see in the modern context, using Google and search bots, trying to understand the name of Krishna, the seeds in Gayatri, the words in Gayatri. It betrays a lack of faith in the Guru Parampara. We focus on what has been given by our Guru Varga. That was the flaw of Balabhacharya, to not properly revere the Guru Varga and the method of dissemination, as made clear by Srila Saraswati Thakur and the Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini. Someone said to Guru Maharaj, I find it much easier to read Bhaktivinoda Thakur and to understand those things as opposed to Saraswati Thakur. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, and he is easily misunderstood. Whereas our Guru Maharaj, not. You cannot misunderstand Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why people who want to go another way, they have to leave him. He's made it too clear, right, how to make the approach. The same with Srila Guru Maharaj. So, that our Guru Maharaj revealed Radha Dasyam and the Brahma Gayatri is the most wonderful and amazing thing. And with his permission, we published it. And everyone can read that. But it's like, it reminds me of what Kaviraj Goswami says in Charitamritam. He said, actually, at different times, he says, these things should not be expressed. He said, but who will understand them are only those who have some proper connection, some grace from the Guru Varga. So I couldn't be happier, because I will, that which should not be presented, I will present that, but only the bona fide devotees will get it and appreciate it. It's something like that. And as Guru Maharaj said, why Chaitanya Charitamritam is so perfect, he said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has presented Madhura Rasa in such a way that it cannot be misunderstood. And he paused and said, and still it is misunderstood. And all these works of Ujjvala Nilamani, Vidagdha Madhava, Govinda Lilamritam, his own book. Kaviraj Goswami wrote the Govinda Lilamritam. Right? But here, he's giving a sloka here, one there. He knows. To not accept this is to not have faith in his own selection. So that's why Guru Maharaj said, so you think, if you don't get access to this now, it's forever out of, you'll never get your chance. He said, these books were written, why? They are when the student reaches a certain level, then this instruction is given. What is it within you that wants to devour this all now? As he said, as if it were a sweet ball. As if Krishna were a sweet ball. The infinite, the finite wants to capture the infinite. It's flawed thinking, misguided, inappropriate, sad, actually. Ekang stenastito jagat. Krishna tells Arjuna when he's revealing the universal form, like, let me know when you've had enough. This is, you know, a part, eka angsa. This isn't even my good stuff. This is like slideshow. Still, I mean, it's still good. Dibya darshan, dibya drishti, with divine eyes. But interesting, I'm saying, when I was a teenager reading this, that was like my favorite part. I would wait for it to come, because I kept reading it over in the Bhagavad Gita, get to the end, read it over again. I go, oh, the 11th chapter, here it comes. And but then when I'd get to the end, and I'd see that, and saying Arjuna was, you know, somewhat terrified, there was some anxiety, and it's like, Then Taneva Rupena Chaturbhujena. Then it says he shows the forearm Vishnu form, and then Arjuna starts calming down. And then it says, then at last he revealed what? His Somya Rupam, his form of beauty. His most beautiful form. And that was as two-armed Krishna. And he tells Arjuna, he's saying, this is the most confidential and the ultimate form that the highest section of liberated souls are eager to have a glimpse of. And at the time, I found that bewildering. Now I can understand why. I was more impressed by the Virat Rupa, right? Which is a lower thing, comparatively speaking, relatively speaking, to the Somya Rupam. So Guru Maharaj's book, Reality the Beautiful. And I'll never forget, I published two chapters just to see what it would look like and give Guru Maharaj something. while we worked on the rest of the book. And also just make sure we're like going in the right direction. And I remember picking up the printers, Wes Marr, the guy, Wes and his wife Marlene, Wes Marr, you know. Anyway, and a little printing, and Brahma Prabhu and I, we get out in the car, I think it was the so-called like garbage truck of Yudhamani. And we're like, we're reading the introduction. It's the first publication, and our minds are being blown. We're reading about everyone is searching for rasa, Brahma Jigyasa, that's a dry thing. Now, you know, rasa, Krishnanu Sandan. And we're reading this, and it's an ecstatic experience. Anyway, we go, and the Gurus, when we come back, they went so fast. We want to print some more while we're working on the rest of the book. Went back to those people, Wes Marr, and said, we want to, you know, we did like 500, now we want to do like 5 or 10,000 or something. And they called us in the office, they said, we can't do it. I said, why? We've got all the plate, we have all the things necessary, you know, to print more. It's just an easy thing. And they go, no, we can't do it. I said, why can't you do it? They go, we read it. They thought it was too potent. They were Christians. They thought, if people read this, they will leave Christianity. Like, we can't print it. And we thought, I thought, forget about printing more. Let's just do the book now. We're getting some indication. But Guru Maharaj called it Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful. So many original. I had a conversation with him once in the afternoon. I said, I'm thinking of making a little book like on just unique sayings that you have. And he said, well, like what? And I was going like, well, you know, Reality the Beautiful, dive deep into reality. I started saying something. Then Growers, he started saying something. We're just like going back and forth, saying all these original things that he says. So when Srila Gurudev gave, as you, the perfect comparison, it's even poetic, of Guru Maharaj and two other God brothers and their style, if you want to say. And he said, one God brother, like a waterfall, you know, very intense, this intense gushing delivery, he said, but not very so clear what was being expressed. And then the other one, Yajavar Maharaj, and we love Yajavar Maharaj, and Gurudev, he said, him like a pond, very clear, very calm, but not so dynamic. And then he said, and what is Guru Maharaj like? He said, a fountain, a spring, a nectarine fountain spring coming from the unknown quarter, giving something fresh at every moment. That was Gurudev's description of Guru Maharaj. And he told me once too, he said, if you see that it looks like when Guru Maharaj is talking and it looks like I'm not paying attention all the time, he said, I know Guru Maharaj when he's saying something that he has said many times. He said, but you, he said, when you see me like being fully attentive, then you can understand. Guru Maharaj is saying something so unique, so original. It's like something I've never heard before. And you will see at that time my full, undivided, devoted attention. Whereas don't be deceived if you see sometimes it appears as though I'm not. And I am, but I know, oh, now Guru Maharaj says this, then next he says, that's how much Gurudev knows Guru Maharaj. And actually, if you look, if you hear, if you listen to Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, many things you'll understand. I mean, it should go without saying, but just to be saying clear, that he extracted from Srila Guru Maharaj. So he never tired of hearing from Srila Guru Maharaj, neither do we. And there's an abundance of wealth, of original conceptions. There are, admittedly, and Gaudiya Math, there's Gaudiya Math Institution, but Gaudiya Math as a conception, meaning the descendants of Srila Saraswati Thakur, what they, there are things they share at every mat. They hear Chaitanya Charitamritam, sing certain songs of Bhaktivinoda, Narottam Thakur, and do all these wonderful things that you would expect. But then each mat may have something that distinguishes it, some unique thing. In the case of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, it's the original wealth conceptions of Srila Guru Maharaj as understood, personified, practiced, preached, extended by Srila Gurudev. So we're happy with that. As Guru Maharaj, another way he put this one, he said, I know my father's wealth. You say, oh, did you know this? And here it's, he said, I'm acquainted with my father's wealth. And that means, you know, Srila Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we're not only happy, but overwhelmed by the degree of extraction and the comprehensive nature of the representation. And means nothing coming from us. We're not here to certify Guru Maharaj. Srila Saraswati Thakur did that when he read some verse, when he read the Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, and particularly the line, Sri Gauranamatan Srupa Viditam Rupa Grajain Adritam Rupa De Pariveshitam Ragu Gunai Ashvaditam Sevitam Jiva Dyaya Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanam Ritamaho Taddatam Isho Bhavan. That what Mahaprabhu, the real inner purpose of his descent is known fully only to Srup Damodar. It's worshipped by Sanatana Goswami, extended by Rupa Goswami, tasted, relished, enhanced by Raghunath Das Goswami. So you go from Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, Tattva, Charjas. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, protected by Jiva Goswami and Baladeva Vidyabhushan, aspired for by Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, Narada, Uddhava. What is it? Sri Radha Padasevinamritam. The nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. Aho taddatum ishobhavan. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. And Saraswati Thakur saying, oh, now what I came to give, one man has received it. I came to this world to distribute something. Here's proof, someone received it. It's the wealth of Saraswati Thakur is deposited with Srila Guru Maharaj. He's saying, I may leave the world, but now someone remains behind who represents me, my decision, fully and perfectly. And the line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that is Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So, if someone really earnestly wants to understand this, then read Srila Guru Maharaj's Gayatri explanation. It's included in the small booklet, Guardian Devotion, and it's the last chapter of the Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. And Gurudev said there, like, it's like the seed of a banyan tree. He said, just like the, where does it say, Uh-huh. Gayatri Basi Rupo Sho Vedarta Pari Brinhita. What is the first line? Artoyam Brahmasutranam Bharatarta Vinirnaya Gayatri Basi Rupo Sho Vedarta Pari Brinhita. What Gurudev said, what is expressed in 100,000 verses in Mahabharata, condensed into one sloka. The 18,000 slokas of Bhagavatam represented in one. What was the tree of Veda produced the flower of Vedanta and the fruit of the Bhagavatam. Yadamiyam mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam apyala davideya tadakila rasamurti shyamalila avalambam madura rasadi sri radha padas sri radha padasevanamrit sri radha. Same thing but in different words. Tadatamishohan. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhista puran. Echai gosai jarmui tarodas. Tansabara padarenu mora panchagras. Tandara charana sevi bhakta sanevas. Janame janame more abhilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koilovas. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korilo Prakash.